you and I prepared, and the courses we have there, an hour and a half's learning. I didn't time it right. I was going to be here. I thought we were going to be here longer than we were going. So not to say anything would not be Derech Eretz. And I'm not going to give a shiur on the Maharal now. You can't say a vart from the Maharal. Everything about the Maharal is building and building and building, and the Maharal's buildings are more beautiful than this building. It's hard to imagine the Maharal's buildings. The Maharal's buildings are more beautiful than the building that we're sitting in. We're going to go to the sea. Usually by the sea, it's very hard to stand still. There's, I don't know if this early in the day, but there's usually a lot of people over here by the sea, and even Annenberg, the neighbors, that are lined up to be able to just pass by, to be there for a second. But the significance of concluding our trip from Poland and coming here shouldn't be lost upon us. The Rebbe Mendel from Kosk, Susi and all I heard from the Rebbe Abunim from Peshitta. That's where we're coming from, that world. But the Rebbe Abunim said that on earth, in this world, I have a Rebbe. In this world, I have a Rebbe. You know, Yida Kaddish. In this world, Chayza, they're a Rebbe. But my Rebbe in Shemayim is the Maral Mikra. A Rebbe in Shemayim. And Mahavdal Alfal Fevdalos, with all of the different svarms that I've learned, tried to learn over the years, what I always call my Eishes Noorim, my first love, when I fell in love with Pnimius HaTorah, is with the svarm of the Maharal, which I really spent around 12 years learning at the beginning, before looking much at other svarms, 12 years in the Maharal. We even have some of the original Chever from Queens. We have Dovi Elias and Sif, Nav Chabura. Who else is here? Huh? Yeah. So we used to have the Maral Chabura back then. And maybe it's time to return a little bit to the Eishes Noorim, not a little bit, but a lot. But when the Chassidim said, when the Rebbe Bunim in particular, and the Koske said that the Rebbe in Shemayim is the Maral, those who are learning Chassidus, not just for a nice vart to say something sweet, which is Hakol Reva, but learning Chassidus to really change their lives and to understand. Pnimius HaTorah, you can't really do that without the Maharal. The Yesoides, all of the Yesoides of Chassidus are found in the Maharal. Kiyadua, that the Maharal, everything in the Maharal is Nister, the Loshen Nigla. He didn't use Lashonis of Kabbalah. The only, I think, three times in all the Sif in the Maharal, which Baruch Hashem was like to learn all the Sif Maharal, not that I remember where he quotes what, but there are only a few times where he actually mentions Divrei Chachamim, Divrei Chazal, and it's the Zohar Kaddish. He doesn't talk openly about Kabbalah. Therefore, it was a magnificent ma'avar, a gesher, a bridge, from Nigla to Nista, from the revealed Torah to the hidden Torah. And we see that in the later generations, that the Or of the Maharal returned through the Talmid Yovel Shab. Until that time, every community owned the Maharal Svarm. What was available, the Svarm that were available in that time, every community owned the Maharal Svarm. But it was in such a way, the Chassidim, every Chassid has a Tanya, or look at the Maharal, but they were Chassidim that they said you should have a look at the Maharal, but it has to be locked, you don't have to open it. They believe in Rabbi Nachman as being a big tzaddik, but you know, it's not for us. The Maharal was a closed book, and the Chassidim were the ones who, for the most part, it was the Chassidim who opened up the Maharal again and blew the dust off of his holy books, of his holy svarim, and used his svarim as a mafteach to Pnimius HaTorah, to bring the Torah, the deepest secrets of the Zohar Kaddish and the Ariya Kaddish, mamish into our lives, into our daily lives. All of you have learned Tanya, and when the Alter Rebbe, who was a descendant of the Maharal, when he says, mipi svarim, kiyadua, he's talking about the Shalach Kaddish, the Maharal, the Rebbeim of the Talmud Yavol Shem, the shalah, the morale, and the morale's tires had the biggest hashpah on the development of Chassidus. And then what happened is that we move a few years forward, and then we have a remarkable Jew by the name of Rav Kook. This is bringing our entire trip together. Where we're coming from, where we are at this moment, and where we're going to. We're going to Eretz Yisrael to feel a connection not only to Kedushas Haaretz, but to that tzaddik, and we're going to hopefully learn a little bit. Tomorrow morning, approximately this time, we'll be in Beis Harav. Hashem, everything should go well, and we'll there, I hope there'll be a little bit more time, we can have a proper limud. But Rav Kook also, Rav Kook's Torah is deeply, deeply, deeply influenced by the Maharal, which subsequently had a tremendous hashpah on a great, great Talmud Chacham from the non-Hasidic world. Of course, Rav Kook was a fusion of those two worlds. On one side, he came from Chabad, and the other side, he came from the Lifshitz and Tzaddikim Gedolim. But then he had a great Jew that studied by him, that learned by him for a year. Who am I speaking about? Rav Hutner. And Rav Hutner is Kula Maharal. Kula Maharal. 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 Rav Hutner opened up the Maharal for the Talmidei HaYeshivas. His Rebbe was Rav Kook. Rav Kook the Hashpah came from Chabad. And Pnimius HaTorah, the way that Rav Kook was connected to Pnimius HaTorah. And all of this is a shtauslis from this place that we're in. But the Maharal would come here, as Yankel said, among the other schools, he was Rav in Prague. And I'll just tell you one thing, something we could think about when we're davening by the Tzion. We're just going to have a minute, or 2 minutes there. It's not. It's hard to stay over here. But when Rav Hutner was on the jet that was hijacked to Amman, to Jordan, you know what I'm talking about? What year was that? 1970. So Rav Hutner was on that plane that was hijacked, and him with the other Jews, and especially Rav Hutner, was singled out by the Rishayim. They saw that he was a distinguished Rav, a Rosh Hashiva, and they understood that the Ishmael. And we have some of the things that Rav Hutner said about what happened over there. At that during that kufa, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Slusi Lenu had a farbrengen. Now the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Hutner were old friends and chavrusas. They were chavrusas, not in Europe, although they knew each other from Varsha still, when the Lubavitcher Rebbe was in Warsaw, and Rav Hutner was the Vichel of Varsha. He was known as the Ilui from Varsha, from Warsaw, also from Chassidim and from Snagdim, and they knew each other back then, and then they also knew each other, and there are some interesting things that took place while they were together in Berlin. In that time before the Milchama, when Rav Soloveitchik was there as well, Rav Hutner was together with the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Soloveitchik, and there were other very chashuv people that were in that galus. And while Rav Hutner was a hostage in Jordan, so there was a big farbrengen. I don't remember which farbrengen it was, which date, but I remember very, very clearly that Lubavitcher Rebbe said, there's a Jew, a Godel B'Torah, whose entire life is given over to the Maharal. And about the Maharal's Torah is all about what? L'mala min ha-tara. The Maharal took us to a place, Lubavitcher Rebbe said, L'mala min ha-tara. That's really what the Maharal was about. L'mala min ha-teva. He was an ish pela. L'mala, l'mala, l'mala min ha-teva. There's no time to talk about his life. He lived to be almost 100 years old. And I have time to talk about his life. But Lubavitcher Rebbe said that in the schus of this Talmud Chacham, he didn't say Rav Hutner by name, but that this Talmud Chacham is dovak and tzomud to the Maharal, and has given his life to teaching the Torah Maharal, and the Maharal's whole metzias is l'mala min ha-teva. So therefore, this Talmud Chacham should have a Hatzolah, which is L'mala min ha-teva. And the Rebbe drank a L'chaim, and they sang a Niggun. And even though there had been some break, some of you might know the history, I don't want to go into any of the negative stuff, there was a break that took place between them. There was a break, great people, there was some sort of a separation that took place. Over Cholzos, even from the Ksavim, they were printed that we have from Pachak Yitzhak in the letters and other places, we know there was definitely a connection in learning and mutual respect. There were some differences between them. But Rav Hutna had a gewaldige hakaras hatov. And he sent to the Lubavitch Rebbe to give him a big shkoich for doing that. And he believes that it was very much connected to the yeshua that took place, which was Lamalam and Ateva. So as we go into the scene of that great tzaddik, we'll learn the Torah. We learn the Torah anyway all the time. But as we go to the scene, each one of us has certain things that we feel are ma'al u'me'evra l'kaychus alonu, you know, that are too hard for us. There are things that are too hard for us. Everyone feels there are things that are too hard. Bein b'kum v'azay, when it comes to asei toiv, and then there are things that are in sumera, things that are not good that we all have to stay away from, and some people feel that it's too hard. It's just too hard. It's not my tava. It's not my nature. I don't have the kaychus to do that. I don't have the kaychus to stay away from this. I don't have the kaychus to the people, you know, I was so proud, the chevra that we were learning the other day, Chachmi Lublin, the Daf Yomi chevra, the people that feel that I can't do that, I'm so envious of those people that do. I'm so proud of my friends that do that, but it's not for me. Because the person, why did you paskin yourself that it's not for you? A Jew is not meshubet to teva. If you want to say anything to summarize the Maharal, a Jew is lamalam min hateva. A Jew is not meshubet to teva. The existence of this shul and the constant minyanim here that have taken place over all of these hundreds of years, that's why people are nervous. As Yar Garland, as Lishna Garland, they used to say, I remember my father when I was a kid, when I did something very, very silly, I don't remember what it was, but my father said to me, I'm bigger than the Maharal, because the Maharal's Garland didn't know how to talk and my Garland knows how to talk. So I thought my father made that up, and I found out that it was an expression that was among Jews. My father said, I'm bigger than the Maharal. My Garland knows how to talk. So anyway, this Garland is tired of talking so much. But we all have things that are me'al me'eva. We feel are me'al me'eva, and it's not true. It's not true. So when we go to the tzion now, every one of us knows, first of all, other Jews, lo'aleinu, who are not well, we need a yeshua, bonai, chai, mezoni, they need whatever the yeshua that family, friends, other Jews need. And that you and I, all of us, need certain things that we feel that things that we can't possibly can't pull off. It's a place where normally we don't daven for things like the Malam and the Tav. The Gra has a piece that they put out on brachas. There are things from the Gra that were put together on brachas many, many years ago. And the Gra says we don't daven for things that are not the Derech HaTav. It's not a way to daven. And that's for sure the Mahalak. But like the Koska said, Aklal, the Koska said that there's a klal that nothing in life is a klal. And then he said afterwards, and this is also not a cloud. I don't know what that means. Of course, that's a cloud. Nothing in life has to be the way that you think, and that's a cloud. But that's also not necessarily a cloud. We weren't able to go to Auschwitz, so a couple of the chavra, I don't know if you knew that was on our itinerary, but we were hoping to go to Auschwitz. And last time I was with Ellie, it didn't work out just with the time. It couldn't work out this time either. And one of the chavra felt very disappointed. I was also very disappointed. And then another one of the chaver made a very good horror, I think. Actually, Eli, I don't know who made the horror. But
yeah,
I said that the horror was, yeah? That the whole Indian of Ishbis, the whole Indian of Ishbis is that it's not Dafke the way that you, it's not Dafke this way. And to be a Jew means same with U.S. Kevah. Ishbis said, leave your permanent dwelling and go into a temporary dwelling. Every Jew has to live in it. Right now, we're all in a temporary dwelling. It's not the way to live, the way we're living these last few days. It's not normal way to live. But you see, this is... But you see that we're here, and we have kaychus that we didn't know that we had. Someone tells you back in Woodmere that you know, 2 hours, an hour, like this, and that, it feels like I can't do that. You have people that makes no difference what time you say, this is that, it doesn't work out. And we see that it's not true when a person has kaychus, mamish, lamala, lamala, lamala. So normally we don't daven for things that are lamala in a time. That's not our way. But here, for sure, in this place, by the Maharal Sea, and the Maharal was an ish fella, Nisim and the flow. So when I'm asked, do I believe in the Golem? Somebody asked me before, do I believe in the Golem? I certainly believe that the Maharal knew the secret of creating a Golem like there were, as we know, Tanoim and Amoraim. And I certainly believe in that. Meach was 1,000%. As far as all the stories are concerned, many of the stories are fabrications by a very interesting person by the name of Udall Rosenberg with a very good imagination, and he popularized all kinds of Michigan stories about the girl. So whether or not there's a girl in someplace in the building, the embassy, I never felt there was a big nafki minna, whether it is or it isn't. The metzias is that the morale was the yishpela, the malam alakavra. I have no question that he knew the shameless to create such a thing. I have no question that it was his presence that not only defended the entire kehila over here in Prague, which was the largest Jewish community in the world at that time, but also that his chus protects the Jewish people throughout all of the years. He was a Mashiach de Geir. And schus yegelen about koyusa, that you should be zeich to see, nisim and the flows, lamal v'natav, lamal v'natav, lamal v'natav, and I'm a omen.
Amen.